20th century has gone through all of these. The 20th century went. It's over, thank goodness. Went through all of these different paradigms about what nature was, and for John Cage, nature was randomness. For the 12-tone composers, nature was treating the 12 pitches as equal and just as a kind of a number series. For the spectralists, it was coming up with these chords that imitated waveforms. And, of course, nature is none of those things. We're making up things to represent nature. And, you know, for early minimalism, it was natural processes, things going out of phase with each other. You set two tape recorders going, and there is a natural tendency for one to go faster than the other. This becomes interesting. You start hearing natural phenomena. So we come up with all these metaphors for nature, and they became part of what was necessary for an ideology of music in the 20th century. And there was a real one-upmanship. The serialists had... They had their version of nature, and then Cage came up with his version of nature, and then Steve Reich came up with his version of, you know, and they're all kind of competing and everything. And I actually consider myself a post-minimalist, and central to post-minimalism is that it is not trying to imitate nature. It's a little bit Stravinskian. I think of Stravinsky as kind of the proto-post-minimalist. It is an admission that you're working with an artificial sound world to begin with. I mean, nothing really sounds like nature except nature.